Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Deuteronomy 24, the verses 17 to 22. Deuteronomy 24, 17 to 22. Do not deprive the foreigner or the fatherless of justice, or take the cloak of the widow as a pledge. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you from there. That is why I command you to do this. When you are harvesting in your field and you overlook a sheaf, do not go back to get it. Leave it for the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat the olives from your trees, do not go over the branches a second time. Leave what remains for the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow. When you harvest the grapes in your vineyard, do not go over the vines again. Leave what remains for the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt. That is why I command you to do this. My theme for reflection is remembering with open hands. Remembering with open hands. One quiet Saturday morning, as the smell of freshly baked bread filled the kitchen, Florence was kneading the dough while our little Anna Daniel stood nearby on her stool, peering over the counter with curious eyes. At one point, a soft lump of dough slipped from Florence's hand and plopped onto the counter with a gentle thud. Florence instinctively reached to scoop it back into the bowl, but before she could, Anna's eyes lit up and she gasped, "For me, Mommy?" Her tiny hands stretched forward in delight. Florence hesitated for a moment, then smiled and handed it to her. Anna squealed with joy as though she had just been handed a priceless treasure, squishing it between her fingers, patting it flat, and even smearing a bit into her hair like it was the most wonderful toy in the world. Watching them, I could not help but laugh and then think. How often do we, like Florence with that dough, instinctively clutch what we think is ours, even the smallest bit, forgetting that everything we have is a gift? That little piece of dough became for Anna a moment of delight and wonder, but only because it was released from a closed hand into open ones. And maybe that is the point. Some things are meant to be shared, not stored away, left on the table for others to find joy and life in. That is the heartbeat of Deuteronomy 24:17 to 22. Moses, standing on the threshold of the promised land with Israel, reminds them that they were once landless slaves in Egypt, dependent on God's mercy. Now that they will have fields, wages, and legal systems, they must not forget. God commands them to pay laborers promptly, to defend the orphans, widows, and foreigners, and to leave some of their harvest behind so the poor can gather with dignity. Memory is not nostalgia here. It is moral fuel. Forgetting their own rescue would breed greed, but remembering it should breed generosity. Israel's problem was not scarcity, but amnesia. They were tempted to act like their blessings were private property rather than public trust, as though the story began with them rather than with a God who redeemed them. And God gently but firmly ties their ethics to their exodus. Remember that you were slaves. Therefore, I command you to do this. Grace remembered must become grace extended. This tension echoes today. Many of us live in cultures that prize accumulation, hustle, and personal achievement. But if we forget the grace that carried us, parents who sacrificed, communities that supported, a God who forgave, we may end up clutching the dough while others go hungry. As Timothy Keller once wrote, if you know you are a sinner saved by sheer grace, you will look at the poor and the oppressed and say, I am no different from them. How can I not use what I have to lift them up? Gratitude should make us generous. And this is not just about economics. It is about justice, mercy, and the shape of our hearts. God's law made space for the marginalized to work the edges of the field, not as beggars, but as neighbors. In a world of frantic schedules and sealed calendars, what if we too left the edges of our budgets, our time, our attention unharvested so others could find life there? God's vision is that our remembrance of grace would rewire our reflexes so that what spills from our hands mirrors what once flowed from His into ours. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what edges of your field could you intentionally leave for others? Time, resources, opportunities. Number two, how does remembering your own story of God's rescue shape the way you treat those who are vulnerable today? And now our practical exercise. Choose one simple act of open-handedness, a meal, a donation, a listening ear, to offer to someone who cannot repay you. As you give, say quietly, I remember. Redeeming God, who lifted us from slavery to grace, teach our hands to remember. Break our habit of hoarding, loosen our grip on what you gave us as gift. Make our lives generous fields where the poor may glean and the weary find rest. Let our mercy echo your mercy until the world remembers you through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.